darkness moves and I find everything as it should be. And all the scary things that I have feared are right, King Fry.
I was watching Matthew McConaughey's and Sarah Jessica Parker's romantic comedy, Failure to Launch. And I was highly interested and entertained by the idea of working as an interventionist. I would kill to get that job. Come on, look at it my way. It will get me to date regularly, and I will get paid for it. The plot was built around Trip, a 35-year-old dude whose parents were trying to get him to move out of the house. He had a nice job and a passion for sailing. His mother still made his bed, vacuumed his room, picked up his dirty clothes, and left his clean laundry for him. She also made him pancakes, eggs, and bacon for breakfast. Sounds familiar. At first, I did not get the point of the movie. So what? A single adult living with his parents. There is no law against that. Then I realized that in real life, with a subconscious twist, I selectively dated men who lived on their own. I also noticed that my resentment for guys who still lived with their parents erupts in sarcastic comments, sudden mood swings, unjustified aggression, or implicit punishment sentences. Deep down, I automatically considered him a less mature, less responsible, less reliable, and less worthy when compared to me. In that sense, I would be more experienced and more exposed than he ever was. I know this sounds awfully judgmental, but this is how I weigh it. It took a lot of strength and courage for a single girl like me to move out at the age of 28. Society, family, friends, men, and people who did not even know me frowned upon my decision. In the eyes of some, I was an outcast. For others, I was insane. And for the majority, I was a question mark. 5 years later, people still cannot understand my quest for independence and my need for growing into a whole person instead of becoming another female invalid who needs to lean on male crutches. I admit that leaving the nest has its pros and cons. The best thing about it is a sense of pride that only achievers can relate to. The worst thing about it is an utter lack of freedom. Yes, no freedom. Responsibilities and bills govern almost every decision I take. To leave the nest, some men just need a little push. But what kind of push are we talking about when it comes to our men? How can we push a man away from his mommy's arms? How can we plant any seeds of responsibility in the soul of men who are so spoiled beyond reconciliation? Unlike parents here, in the movie, the parents were upset that their baby would not leave the nest. They felt that they did something wrong in the way they brought him up because he failed to claim his independence. They hired Paula to motivate their son to move out. She believed that men still living at home lacked self-esteem. So she would establish a relationship with a man, build his confidence up, and then move him out of his parents' house. Let's assume that I got Paula's job. Let's assume that I am on a mission to throw men in the sea and that I will follow Paula's plan for launching a man. I would expect the following scenario. We meet by coincidence. He plays Mr. So Big, So Hard to Get. Then after several maneuvers from his side and some well-aimed blows from my side, he finally gets attached. I declare that our relationship will not progress until I know that he is an independent person who can survive on his own. Like other guys who are trapped in the comfort zone of their parents' house, he throws one excuse after the other at me. And I brilliantly fail at my mission. Excuses? Oh yes, plenty. Here are some. My parents are too old, I have to take care of them and their needs. They will be heartbroken. Or, when I got married. Or, people do not respect men who live alone. They automatically think that this man is a womanizer. Some men are more honest, and they just say that they are comfortable and well taken care of. Some say that the only thing they would miss about living on their own would be the ability to come and go as they pleased and with whomever they pleased. One guy told me honestly that he could not afford it. On the other hand, parents panic when their grown-up little boy asks for his right to blossom into manhood. Somehow, they interpret it as treason and ingratitude. They feel that they brought up an ungrateful little monster who walked away on their old age. Of course, I will not even start a girl's living alone movement here. I'm still fighting the battles of self-esteem with my fellow women. Not men, our men, our macho men, our male prima donnas. Why are they seeking refuge in the sheltered nest of Mother Goose? In nurturing societies like ours, independence is translated into aloofness, and people living on their own are automatically categorized as troublemakers. Good boys and good girls never leave the nest, unless they are dead, married, or forced to work abroad. Failure to launch. This is the one failure that families celebrate rather than lament.
Carried on the wind, flowing in the sea, living in the earth, somewhere inside me, something ancient waits, hiding patiently, creativity. That I'm facing is dissipating rapidly. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm not sure who I am. We'll be right back.